Now, I want to take a turn then to one other issue that I think, as a father, you take really personally, and that would be the issue of education. K through 12 education is, of course, losing some money with all the budget cuts as a result of the economic climate we're in, budget shortfalls, so on and so forth. What would you try to do as a member of the State House to strengthen K through 12 education here in the state of Colorado?
Well, you know, my wife's a teacher, so it's kind of an important subject for me.
Yeah,
especially
okay,
my
yeah.
daughter also being in elementary or middle school. We have to kind of look at what everybody's doing. We've been blaming the teachers for everything. We attacked the teachers with Senate Bill 191. And in essence, what we need to do is look at the administrators. When administrators take a 20% pay raise, but we're laying teachers off, there's a problem. The Colorado education has a problem just like the rest of the government is. We spend too much for too little. We don't have any efficiencies built into the system, and we're not looking at getting that money down into the classroom where it belongs and putting personal responsibility in the place of the teachers and the administrators, but also in the students and the parents, and we have to do that. And it's going to start a major looking at one school district, maybe running a pilot program in one school district to see what we can do.
Now, choice is an issue that a lot of Republican candidates for office speak about. Are you, to use the phrase, pro-choice? Do you support vouchers, that kind of stuff?
In some instances I do, but the problem is that in Colorado, you don't pay for your entire child's education. A lot of businesses pay for it. Other people do. So it's not technically your money to go take away. But in the end, then we can't fix our system, then we can't let the kids suffer. We do have to resort to vouchers.
Now, higher education as a college student is something that is very important to me, and the cost of a college education just keeps skyrocketing well beyond inflation. What's your take on the issue of higher education in the state?
Well, higher education, like roads and transportation, are not within the mandates. They're in the 10%, and that's the only place the legislature has been cutting for the past 5-10 years. It's time to kind of look at some of those mandates and really say, okay, what is necessary, and how can we reform our budget so that we can quit taking away from our transportation and our higher education?
Yeah, one of the things – well, go on.
Actually, Jimmy, I've got to let you go. I've got to get off the phone. I do apologize. I have two other engagements I have to be at right now.
Well, Robert Ramirez, House District 29 candidate, we wish you the best of luck. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. I appreciate it.